I remember now.
On 94.5.
Inside Operation Mindcrime.
Jeff Tate on the road to Spokane. Operation Mindcrime. Double shot Thursday night at the Big Easy. On the line with us once again. Thanks for doing this, bro.
Hey, my pleasure.
And he's not on the boat. He's not on his bike. He won't tell us what he's doing, so I'm not sure, but it must be good.
I'm actually in the car on my way down to the show.
Okay. Right. Just now. Driving around in circles while he's talking to us.
I'm getting driven. Yeah,
cool. Great. It's a good connection for cruising. Get us up to date on Operation Mindcrime, perhaps new listeners who haven't heard of you before, and because you're into the second part now, there was a guy named Nicky in the first one, and I guess he did something real bad.
Well, Operation Mindcrime is a story of a young man growing up, and he has a lot of life experience. He becomes involved with a revolutionary group that's trying to overthrow the government, and he becomes an unwilling assassin in their plans, and the organization is led by a very crafty fellow by the name of Dr. X, who uses people and manipulates them to do what he wants them to do.
He makes evil look good, though.
Yeah, he's got a certain savoir faire, you know, that's very attractive.
You must pay the rent.
I can't pay the rent.
You must. Poor Nicky gets used and abused and framed for the murders that he commits, and unwilling murders that he commits, and gets sentenced to prison. And that's where the second album, The Conclusion, comes into play.
Yeah, and then fast forward 15 years later, and I'm not going to give away the ending, but it sure starts off with You're Free.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually 18 years later.
18,
and,
sorry.
He gets out of prison and goes on an all-out manhunt to exact revenge.
That's awesome.
Against Dr. X. And so the thrust of the second album is really about revenge, what that does to a person, how it affects you, how it eats away at your mind. And then when the time comes when he is supposed to exact revenge, he has a lot of questions as to, well, can he do it? You know, can he go through it? He doesn't really think of himself as a murderer. And so we examine that, you know, the guilt that's associated with having to do something like that.
You didn't leave much room at the end there for a sequel, did you?
No, this is the sequel.
This is the sequel.
This is the conclusion, yeah.
The Scooby-Doo ending?
Rock 94 and a halfway home.
The man.
as much rock. From Rock 94.5, Spokane's best rock.